Defining what is unacceptable behavior. To be effective, a civility policy must contain what it considers to be unacceptable behavior in the workplace. While a generic motherhood statement on the value of civility can be satisfactory, having incivility defined will make the policy easier for management to implement and for employees to follow. Stating outright that the company has a zero-tolerance policy on incivility will emphasize that civility is being taken seriously and company members are required to toe the line. When defining incivility in company policy, it's important to describe the unacceptable behavior in specific, measurable, and observable terms. Specific. Civility policies must describe the unwanted behavior in explicit and particular terms. For example, it's not just enough to say that the company will not tolerate rude behavior. What constitutes rude behavior? Does it include not answering a customer's question? How about the use of someone else's working area without permission? Getting these behaviors on paper can help in making sure that a civility policy does not get misinterpreted. Measurable. Civility policy must be able to say how much of an uncivil behavior is unacceptable. There are company policies who explicitly state that a single instance of racist remarks is ground for disciplinary action. Observable. Lastly, a civility policy must prevent incivility in behavioral terms. That is, can be seen by people instead of merely inferred. Thinking hostile thoughts is not recommended to be part of a civility policy, as you can observe what goes on in a person's mind. Below is an example of unacceptable behavior explicitly stated in a civility policy. The excerpt is from the civility policy of Oak Park Unified School. Any individual who disrupts or threatens to disrupt school office operations, threatens the health and safety of students or staff, willfully causes property damage, uses loud and/or offensive language which could provoke a violent reaction, harasses staff with frequent and abusive emails, or who has otherwise established a continued pattern of unauthorized entry on school district property, will be directed to leave school or school district property promptly by the superintendent, principal, or designee. How can the core group define what is unacceptable behavior in the workplace? There are many ways of going about it. The core groups start by creating basic principles they want followed, and from these principles come up with unwanted behaviors in violation of the principle. For example, core group members can agree that they want to promote the respect of a coworker's property in their organization. The next step, then, is to identify particular behaviors that violate another employee's property. The core group can begin by listing down all the uncivil behavior that they don't want to see in their organization, include the behaviors that they feel must be added to the policy, and weed out those that represent grayer areas of assessment. Note that culture plays a role in what may be considered as civil or uncivil behavior, and the core group must exert effort to create a policy that is culture fair.